Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so wanted to play an oldie but a goodie. This is Rush Limbaugh way back in 1992, when we were all going to die in 1992 because of the ozone hole, remember?
Yeah.
We were going to die. It was going to be terrible,
It
never happened.
Right.
Because it was just one of these fake things that the media makes up. In order to get us to decouple from carbon-based fuel so as to wreck capitalism. It's nothing to do with the economy. And I just want to play this, one, because it's good to hear Rush's voice since it's not in the 12th spot anymore, at least not in its fresh form. But this is Rush Limbaugh back in 1992, and it would turn out he was right. He was Ted Koppel was all over him. And was saying, you know, he was arguing with Koppel. No, there's no ozone hole. That is silly. It's ridiculous. Ozone, depletion is not going to kill us all. And Koppel was very skeptical. Well, of course, we know now Limbaugh was completely right on this. But this was 1992. And so the media was at the time, using that. Here we go. I just want to play it for posterity to show you why people love Rush. Because on a long enough timeline, Rush was always right.
I've listened to you many afternoons, as you know, and you tend to, I don't want to say you dismiss all of these issues, but at least you dismiss them as having been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well, absolutely. I don't think that there's anything conclusive about what Senator Gore said, with all due respect. I think, for example, there is no ozone hole over the United States. And if we want to get into detailed discussion of ozone depletion, we can. But I think, Ted, that there is not a crisis. See, this is the problem I have. I don't think the Earth is fragile. I don't think the ecology is fragilely balanced. And I think that the doomsday industry that is typified by members of the Hollywood acting community who say we've only got 10 years left to save our planet, we've got to act now. There's no way, if what these people say is true, that we could solve these problems in 10 years anyway. It's budget time in Washington. NASA's being cut. And I think that this fright and doom scenario is designed to frighten people. Everything in this country today seems to be a crisis. We can't do anything without it being having to face it as a crisis. We don't have any time to think about it. There are as many scientists, maybe even more, on the opposite side of all of these doomsday predictions.
He was right.
29 years ago.
Yep.
From 1992.
This 10-year, yeah, we got 10 years on this 10-year stuff. They're still using this.
I know.
And so Chuck Schumer teed it up the other day.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we got to accept. If Texas has to accept that there's climate change or their grid's going to go down or something.
Texas thought it could go at it alone and built a system that ignored climate change. I hope they learned the lesson. When we build power, when we build anything now, we have to take into account that climate change is real or people will be caught the way the people in Texas were.
Did this senator notice the frozen windmills in Texas?
No, because if he says if you want to build it for climate change, well, that would be a grid full of nothing but windmills and solar panels,
which would have been covered in ice and snow and frozen in place.
Yes.
With the unprecedented cold in the midst of global warming, climate change, whatever.
Look, I played Bjorn Lornberg. He's Fox News's new climate change guy, and he is a believer in climate change. He's actually a liberal. He just thinks the media exaggerates it a little.
Yeah.
And he even said last week, I played the audio.
A little.
Yeah, they exaggerate a lot. He said, listen, Americans are going to have to accept rolling blackouts if they do this. That's going to be the price of that. And it's not just Texas. I mean, you look at Germany right now, 35% of their grid is wind. And their main newspaper there, we read this before any of Texas happened, is warning that, you know, they are in dire trouble. If they, you know, they get a cold snap, they're in trouble. And so in order to fix that, they're now have now decided in the last 6 weeks that they are going to let the Russians build the natural gas pipeline to Germany, because they have to have the backup natural gas in order to have wind or they'll die. So, I mean, it's not just Texas where it's 42%, not 35% like Germany. The grid is on global warming. It is on climate change. It's overwhelmingly using, compared to a decade ago, wind, and that's why it went down. And yet, so his answer is more of what caused the problem.
So we're going to have one of the central nations in the NATO alliance be dependent upon our adversary, Russia, for energy.
Yes.
To me, that seems like the beginning of a really bad dystopian future novel. When you have the Russians in charge of a NATO ally's energy, to me, that just sounds like something that's setting it up for to begin a conflict.
Yeah, no, it's huge. So it's huge. So but what is our we are Biden is weighing putting sanctions on Germany now because they're going to get natural gas from Russia. This is where we are as a country. But we're supposed to be much better than we were before or something. It's absolutely ridiculous. I love to do this, and they have teed up a great list of headlines, Zero Hedge has, with links to show you, and I like to do this about once a year, to show you what a load the Democrats and the mainstream media, but then I, you know, repeat myself, their whole climate change thing is, right? Let's go back, 1967, Salt Lake Tribune, dire famine forecast by 1975, already too late. 1969, New York Times, unless we are extremely lucky, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. The situation will get worse unless we change our behavior. And that was, they wanted to shut down the power plants, right? Didn't see anybody disappearing in a cloud of blue steam. Well, I did one time. There's a great show in Vegas. I saw that one. There was a cloud of blue steam, but I don't think that had anything to do with the environment.
That was the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 1970, Boston Globe. Scientists predict new ice age by 21st century. You had to believe that, or you were a climate denier. 1971, Washington Post, disastrous new ice age coming, says somebody named S.I. Rasool at NASA. I don't know if he's still alive or dead, but he was wrong. 1972, Brown University letter to President Nixon, warning on global cooling. What did all of this have in common, by the way, Lee? We had to shut down those power plants. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what it did to capitalism because this was human life on the line. 1974, the Guardian space satellite shows ice age coming fast. Maybe that was right, actually. Anyway, 1974, and I say almost because now it's just so cold right now. 1974, Time magazine, another ice age, telling signs everywhere. Since the 1940s, mean global temperatures have dropped 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's amazing, since they would be then 20 years later when none of this happened telling us that temperatures had risen, which was true. I don't know. They never correct themselves. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life. That's University of Michigan scientists. 1976, New York Times, the cooling. University of Wisconsin climatologist Steven Schneider laments about the deaf ear his warnings have received. Thank God no one listened to him. 1988, Agency France Presse, Maldives will be completely underwater in 30 years. This was the pivot. No, it's not going to freeze. We're going to burn up. 1989, Associated Press, UN official says rising seas to obliterate nations by, wait for it, 2000. Didn't happen. 1989, Ceylon, New York City's West Side Highway, underwater by 2019, said Jim Hansen, the scientist who lectured Congress in 1988 about the greenhouse effect. Looks like old Jim was wrong. 2000, the independent snowfalls are a thing of the past. Ha!
Yeah, that's...
Our children will not know what snow is. I actually did that one. Yeah. I was on the air as a fill-in host. Okay. Yeah. Tell that to the people in Texas,
yeah,
right?
Really.
Yeah, tell that to them. Yeah. 2004.
And New Orleans and
yes.
Tennessee.
These are the same people in the same newsrooms, sometimes with some of the same editors still lying to you. 10 years, man, we're done. In 10 years, we're done. 2008, Associated Press, NASA scientist says we're toast. In 5 to 10 years, the Arctic will be ice-free. Didn't happen. 2008, Al Gore warns of ice-free Arctic by 2013. Didn't happen. 2009, The Independent. Prince Charles says just 96 months to save the world. I did that one, too. I remember actually doing these. The price of capitalism is too high. Good thing we didn't shut it down, Lee.
Yeah.
We need a little global warming right about now.
Yeah.
2013, The Guardian. The Arctic will be ice-free in 2 years. No. 2013, The Guardian. U.S. Navy predicts ice-free Arctic by 2016. Nope, didn't happen. It says the U.S. Navy's Department of Oceanography or whatever, I don't know how you say that, uses complex modeling to make its forecast more accurate than others. Yeah. Well, might want to fix the modeling.
We could save some money by not building all those icebreakers then.
Yeah, well, that would be great, except we still need them.
Yeah.
2014, John Kerry says we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos. Yeah, that didn't happen either. So, you know, they got a lot to tell you right now. They got us, we're going to die. We got to fix it. Yeah, they've been using this for 50 years, folks. We've had 10 years to save the planet for 50 years now. And let me tell you, we got 50 more. It's going to be just fine. Unless we plug everything into windmills, in which case we'll all freeze to death.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you realize what's going on right now? I mean, like, worldwide. With these big social media companies. Do you realize where we're... I mean, if you grew up in the Cold War, I wish I could send this broadcast back to you during this time, this segment. Did you ever think you would see the day where the Russians would be leading the worldwide movement for free expression, battling for the right to free expression against a great oppressor that is America? Because we're watching this right now. I mean, this is unbelievable. Australia characterized Facebook's attack on Australian media as an attack on its sovereignty, and they're not wrong. An attack on its sovereignty by who? Facebook, an American company. What are you seeing right now? This is unbelievable. Okay, people are going to follow Russia's lead here. This is coming, and I couldn't be happier. Russia passed last week. This was huge. There was so much huge news last week that you didn't really get because they don't tell you anything anyway, and it got buried. And by the way, if you listen to one podcast from last week, of my Battleground podcast, 7 insane things that happened this week, all of them unprecedented in human history and recent history as well. All of them very telling. So I crammed them all into a podcast. It's highly amusing. But that was Friday's podcast, so you could still get that one. It's very relevant. If you've got downtime to kill, or you've got, you know, menial tasks that you don't like, or you're just really lonely at 12:06, like I know I am, because that's around the time I'm driving home. And God, that was weird Friday, not having Rush to listen to. I so look forward to that. And anyway, You could maybe throw it in there, Battleground Podcast, just to get you. I don't hope to replace Rush. We'll never dream of that, but just something to get you over the hump at that time, if that's what you're used to. You could text Battleground to 71307. But listen to that, seven insane things that happened this week. One of them was Russia now leading the world battle for free speech against America. My, how times have changed. So Russia decided, and they passed the law. It's law now in Russia. If you block a Russian citizen, you censor them anyway on Facebook, or you block Russian media, you get fined for every instance. Good. And I pointed this out last week. If only we could get such a proposal from our supposed Republican leaders to protect free speech. But no, we have to look to Mother Russia for free speech protection. This is where we are. But we are literally exporting authoritarianism right now as a country, and it is freaking the world out. This has been a common theme on the Battleground Podcast. Again, you can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. So they're coming up with ingenious ways to fight this in country after country, like Australia. Ways that our Republican leadership just, gosh darn, can't seem to think of. What Australia is doing is brilliant. Facebook makes a lot of money when news products are reposted. So Facebook says our media ought to get paid. So they want Facebook to pay basically a royalty fee. They should. Facebook said no and decided it would deperson Australia. Deplatform Australia. Why not? After you deplatform the leader of the free world and his party is like, yeah, good. At least the leadership is. Why wouldn't you think you could deperson and cancel Australia? And so these countries are freaking out. So Russia's leading the way. I am hoping and praying more countries will do what Russia is doing and fine these social media companies. I don't see why they won't, because governments always want to take money from big, rich corporations. So fining these social media companies for each instance of censorship. Okay, so now you've got Australia doing this, saying, nope, sorry, can't use our news product and censor our citizens. No, 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 no. You're going to pay for our news product. And you'll be lucky if you have our citizens on your platform at all. Well, it didn't take long. Now Canada is following Australia's lead in charging Facebook for links. Good. After blocking links to all news content in Australia, Facebook has reportedly friended the country again by coming back to the negotiating table. Good, because people were outraged by that. Well, now Canada is drafting a similar measure to the one in Australia, basically daring Facebook to impose a blackout on them as well. Now, let's remember, most of these world leaders are not friends of Trump's. Emmanuel Macron, head of Germany, Angela Merkel, people like that. I mean, when you have world leaders like Macron and Merkel and AMLO, who is the president of Mexico, condemning the censorship of the president of the United States, and you can't get his own party to condemn the censorship of the president of the United States and their voters, something's wrong. When the only people standing up for us, conservatives and Republicans, from the censorship we're seeing from Twitter and Facebook, the only people standing up for us are the Canadian government, the Australian government, led by the Russian government. And Russia went first, by the way. They started debating that legislation months ago, like back in November. Russia leading the fight against speech censorship that the U.S. is exporting. Just try to wrap your mind around that. And you got to wonder, at what point will our Republican leaders finally be moved? And I include Steve Scalise, Mitch McConnell, Thad Cochran, all these people finally be moved to go as far as Putin has, to at least condemn it. Putin, by the way, also used the term sovereign attack. It is. It's an attack on that country's sovereignty, what they did, what Facebook did. It's an attack on their people and an attack on their media by an increasingly authoritarian And here's the thing. The rest of the world, these countries, Germany, France, Mexico, Canada, Australia, rightly see Facebook is not just an American company, but as a sort of dual partnership between the government and Facebook. And they are right to see it this way. They see this as an attack on their sovereignty. It is. Because our political class, starting with Republican leadership, they have led the way, has allowed Facebook to become this powerful and terrorize the people of other countries by not holding them to the laws they agreed to that are supposed to rein them in. They are supposed to take all comers to the platform, right wing, left wing, everything in between. and they are not following the law. So amazing that we now have leaders of Germany, Australia, and yes, even Canada, which is supposedly more socialist than we are, saying, no, we're done here. Nope, no more authoritarian crackdowns on our country. To America, and our own leaders won't rein them in.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, so the borders are wide open. The sex offender program, the program we use to round up sex offenders, is gone. I wondered how we do that. I knew Biden was going to want to let the sex offending illegal immigrants go, but I didn't know how they'd get out of it. Because they couldn't have include sex offense on that list of crimes you can no longer round up illegals for. And they figured out an ingenious way to do it. They simply suspend the program that rounds up the sex offender. By the way, they did this the night before a raid where ICE was planning. They'd done thousands of hours of research. They were going to nab hundreds of sex offenders all at once. Illegal immigrant sex offenders. Called it off. And at the time, the Biden administration lied and said, oh, no, well, no, it wasn't because of, no, we're not calling that off. Now it turns out, yes, they have called that off. They have eliminated the program. This has freaked out 18 attorneys general from the states who say, look, we have no way to get the illegal immigrant sex offenders out of our state now. Yes, I know that is the plan. It's not an accident. It's not an accident. Nope. It's what they, because they vote Democrat. So you can't get rid of them. Got to keep them around no matter what they do in their spare time. So she was absolutely horrified and asking a legitimate question. This is the Attorney General of the state of Florida. The letter from the Attorneys General said, you have now made America a sanctuary country for the world's sex offenders. And they're right. And they go on to say they're going to come here. Well, duh. Yeah, of course they're going to come here. Why wouldn't they come here? And again, I've been explaining to you for a while how this works, and Democrats know this. They have bonds in these places, just like they do here. So, you know, when you commit a crime, they bond you out before you have trial for it, right? They're not going to stick around. Why would they stick around? They're not going to stick around. They're going to come to America, where they can roam free. And now they're not even going to be picked up. So that's what they're doing. Gotta love that. Here's the Attorney General of Florida freaking out about that.
I mean, the state of Florida can't go out and remove and deport criminal predators within our communities. We need the federal government to do their job. Is it surprising that Joe Biden would do this? Not at all. It doesn't surprise me, but we have to keep the pressure on them to remind them of his duty to protect our states and this country.
Yeah, no one cares. So Florida is now, they're kind of going like, wow, we're number three in sex offenders. We in illegal immigrant sex offenders in terms of deportations. They're just not going to deport them anymore? Not if they don't round them up to none. Now, you do this, right? You were there letting them know. This. Okay, so now the Department of Homeland Security has just put out another order. Remember the Biden executive order that said, you know, okay, if you have a larceny, an assault, drunk driving, the ICE is not allowed to touch you anymore. They got to let you go even if they have you in custody. Yeah, they just went one step more radical with the Department of Homeland Security order saying, well, unless you're convicted of a radical felony, of an aggravated felony, or you're a terrorist, they got to let you go. Whoa. Convicted? Yeah. So what does this mean? What ICE used to do was if you were charged with a serious crime like a rape, child sex offense, even murder, when you would bond out, they'd be waiting for you. If you're an illegal immigrant, they'd pick you up. They'd hold you. So you couldn't hurt anyone until your trial. That is now forbidden. So if you're an illegal immigrant, you're a rapist, you're a child sex abuser, whatever, ICE can't touch you now. You get to wait in our communities for your trial, which I'm sure you plan to show up for. It's absolute lawlessness. And that's only the beginning, y'all. That doesn't even count. The amnesty bill. The amnesty bill, where we're going to, we are going, well, I'll let Stephen Miller explain to you. He was the architect of the Trump immigration policy, which actually, you know, worked. So it has to be disassembled piece by piece because we want open borders. Here's Stephen Miller, epic rant, today's first epic rant, by the way, on what's actually in this Biden amnesty bill.
The legislation put forward by President Biden and congressional Democrats would fundamentally erase the very essence of America's nationhood. For the first time, I believe, in human history, this legislation proposes sending applications to previously deported illegal immigrants and giving them the chance to re-enter the country on a rapid path to citizenship. This is unheard of. These would be people that ICE officers, at great time and expense, found large numbers of them with criminal records, returned to their home countries at taxpayer expense, and now we're going to have the Secretary of State and Homeland Security mailing applications for readmission and amnesty to previously deported illegal immigrants? This is madness. Now, this is on top of the fact that the current administration has already dismantled border security, canceling President Trump's historic agreements with Mexico and with the Northern Triangle countries, restoring catch and release, and additionally, gutting interior enforcement, issuing a memo preventing ICE from removing the vast majority of criminal illegal immigrants that it encounters.
Yeah. That's where we are right now. I hope to God, you know, I just keep hoping this is so radical. This is just so radical that even the Republicans like Gramsci are going to be unable to, you know, resist it. They're going to say, forget it. We can't even do that. I mean, it's so radical, we can't do it. He wasn't done, though, talking about what's actually in this bill and how insane it is.
So right now, under the current administration, they are failing to abide by the CDC guidance, and they are processing for entry and release 100% of illegal immigrants under the age of 18. In other words, any illegal alien 17 or younger who is smuggled to the border or trafficked to the border is being processed for admission through Health and Human Services and then resettlement in the country. So ask yourself, who is going to pay for the education? What does it mean when classrooms, God willing, reopen? What does it mean for classroom size? What does it mean for health care? Then you add on top of that the families that are being released. Who's paying for the medical bills? Who's paying for the health care costs? You know, you pay with your local property taxes in many cases, and your sales tax, and many other forms of local tax, on your rent, on everything that you do in your life. In one way or another, you're paying for those local services. So when people show up illegally, having never lived here a day in their lives, that's coming out of your pocketbook. And it's a public safety issue. As I mentioned, ICE is now disallowed from removing the vast majority of illegal immigrants with criminal records. So whether you're in Louisiana, or whether you're in Arkansas, whether you're in Montana, whether you're in New York State, illegal immigrants are being re-released into the community who have already committed crimes, and we know there's a high recidivism rate. That's going to cost lives. That's a public safety calamity. In real time, happening now, this is not theoretical. And then you add an amnesty bill on top of that. If you give low-skilled illegal immigrants a path to citizenship, that will mean a net fiscal transfer of trillions of dollars long-term to pay for Social Security, to pay for medical care, to pay for Medicaid, to pay for state and local services. This an extraordinary expense to give that to 20 million illegal immigrants.
Yes, it is. But it's what they're planning. You know, it's interesting. I think the reason that they were talking about the $15 minimum wage right now is because they know all these illegals will absolutely tank wages and they'll be on the line for it. People might notice. So they got to lock the $15 minimum wage in. By the way, did you hear this? Joe Biden was talking on, did a phone convo with mayors and governors who were Democrats, and he told them he doesn't think the $15 minimum wage is going to pass. So no wage protections either, while they fled the market. It's going to be nuts. How locked down is the rest of the country? It's easy to forget when you live here, we're not as locked down as they are. But a lot of the rest of the country is. Over a third says they would give up piano playing for a year to travel again. 48% say they would give up their job, even knowing they might not be able to find another one in this environment, just to travel again. Wow, it must really rot to be living in a blue area. Meanwhile, and we're going to get into this tomorrow, the Biden administration may be pursuing a policy in terms of schools that will never allow them to open again. Says who? Says a Harvard professor to NPR. Wait, what? A lot of folks don't realize, Kate, and this is why when people say science and COVID, then you got to say don't listen to the CDC and good God, don't listen to Fauci. Because they've been all over the board. They've been on both sides of most COVID issues. Do you know what they're proposing right now for COVID in schools? That schools in the red zone close or stay closed. Okay. What do you have to do to get to the blue zone? Right now, 90% of U.S. schools are in the red zone. Well, to get to the blue zone, you have to have one case or less of COVID, new cases or less of COVID every day per 100,000 people. So what they're saying is if your community is in the red zone, you have more than one case per 100,000 new cases per 100,000 people a day, then your school should close. Okay, that would close 90% of the schools in the country. This is a crock. This is the same CDC that said in the middle of the summer, it was director. It's totally safe for kids to go back to school. Based on nothing, they are changing that. It's just politics. It's not science. It's politics. Well, this Harvard professor, he's a medical doctor, Dr. Joseph Allen, is not only a professor at Harvard, he's also the director of Harvard's Healthy Buildings Program. So this is a guy who understands the spread of COVID in buildings, but we're not allowed to listen to him because he's not Anthony Fauci. In fact, after I tell you what he just said, you may want to check out his Twitter and Facebook accounts while you still can, because we cannot let Harvard experts who are doctors tell us what to do about COVID. That is left to intern college journalism students at Facebook. They know better. This is how insane this actually is, this new policy. So insane that this Harvard professor says schools may never reopen.
90% of the schools right now in the U.S. are in what CDC deems the red zone. Even schools that have been open with no cases or very little to no transmission in the schools. So essentially, reliance on community spread metrics means schools will stay closed or they won't get back to full in-person learning anytime soon.
It sounds like you're telling me that some schools, if they strictly followed these guidelines, would actually close schools that are open now.
That's right. And that's the problem. And to get to the blue zone, which is the best of the four color codes they use, essentially comes down to having one case per 100,000 people per day. Now, we may never get to that place. In fact, it's unlikely we'll get to it in this fall, I'm sure of it. So if you followed this strictly, that's what it means. Wake up call to parents. If schools start following this new guidance strictly, kids are not getting back to full-time school.
Like ever? Maybe not ever.
We've seen examples where schools have stayed open and have been effectively open with very little in-school transmission, even in communities with high community spread. In fact, CDC's own report has shown that. We've also seen the opposite. We've seen low community spread, poor controls in school, and cases. So the community spread metric idea sounds great, but the reality is it doesn't really tell us what's happening in schools.
In other words, it's no science. So they're like, well, we'll look at your community, see if it's spreading, and you haven't had any cases in your schools? We're going to close them anyway. Why? And that's what this Harvard professor is saying. So what you're hearing here is actual science. He's actually quoting studies, which probably sounds strange to you, since most of the people we are told are the science behind COVID. They're actually politically active, political activist bureaucrats making it up as they go. So everybody's going to ignore this guy Because what he's saying makes sense. We don't do anything that makes sense. And we certainly don't do anything that follows studies and actual data in this country when it has to do with COVID. But he's talking about actual data here. He's saying, why would we close schools that haven't had a case or barely had a case? Because they're in the red zone. There's no connection between community spread and schools. Our science has shown us this.
Why is it that the community spread does not match what happens in a given school?
We've seen great research, for example, out of Duke University, followed almost 100,000 kids with in-person instruction, and you find very little transmission. In fact, they found zero cases of student-to-teacher transmission. So you can have conditions where you have high community spread, but not really, it doesn't really reflect what's happening in the building.
You know, like science. But we're not going to do that because Anthony Fauci didn't say. Okay. So we are now contradicting the CDC from 6 months ago, and we have no idea why, other than the teachers' unions have decided they don't want to go back to in-person teaching. And we know this because the head of the CDC, the new head of the CDC, said, well, you know, I decided we might not, maybe should go back to school after consulting the teachers' union. I'm sorry, is that science? There's science in the teachers' union? Where? Why are we consulting teachers' unions? It's going to be really interesting, by the way, folks, to see if they're going to be able to pressure school districts like ours to close again. Because we've already had Burke Royster here, the Greenville County superintendent, come out and say, hey, listen, the safest place for kids to be is in school because we force them to actually follow the protocols and the masking and the social distancing and stuff. It's safer than not being at school in terms of the spread. And he claims he's got data to support that. So are they going to make him eat that and go back to pretending that we are in mortal danger when we go to school? Like the CDC now wants that kind of pretend? Or are we going to go with the science from 6 weeks ago? I don't know. I mean, I just throw my hands up. I don't even know. None of this makes sense anymore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.